KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Peter Tony, a 69-year-old Bethel resident and former foster parent, is facing more charges of sexually abusing minors. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports Tony is already in jail on 7 counts of sexual abuse of a minor. Now, a Bethel grand jury indicted him on 3 more similar counts. The first victim was a 4-year-old who was allegedly abused for a span of about a year. This new victim was allegedly abused in 1998. That's the same year that the Peter Tony's foster license with his wife Marilyn was revoked by the Office of Children's Services after 14 years of being foster parents, according to Bethel Police. A year prior, a victim had filed allegations of abuse with the OCS. OCS has not said why the Tonys lost their license in 1998 and say they are looking into the case. After losing their license, the Tonys opened a small in-home daycare, which they ran until a few years ago. All 10 charges against Tony are Class B felonies. Bethel police, who have been investigating the case, say that victims could go back to the 1970s. The federal government is opening a disaster recovery center in Fairbanks for those affected by spring flooding. The Federal Emergency Management Agency and U.S. Small Business Administration will operate the center, which opened yesterday. A disaster center is already open in Galena. SBA spokesperson Cynthia Cowell says the Fairbanks Center will help serve people who are farther upriver. President Barack Obama last month declared a federal disaster for spring flooding in parts of Alaska. The declaration makes funding available for emergency work and repairs. The declaration covers areas including the Alaska Gateway and Yukon Flats. An ice jam in May on the Yukon River backed water into Galena. No one was hurt, but an estimated 180 homes were damaged. Some were destroyed. Hundreds of business and political leaders from Canada, Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Idaho have come up to Alaska to talk about what these places all have in common. They're in Alaska for the Pacific Northwest Economic Region's annual summit, being held at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. Yesterday, Governor Sean Parnell gave an address to the group's shared policy interests.
So as the Pinoir region, we will continue fostering economic opportunity together. We'll do it on a stronger foundation of public safety and education. We'll do it with infrastructure investment, tax and regulatory policy that makes sense, and we'll do it with regional cooperation.
The governor hit on a number of familiar themes. He talked about the importance of the Arctic, about federal overreach, and about lowering taxes as a way of encouraging business. Parnell also strayed from typical business topics to discuss the role public safety plays in an economy. He gave special attention to the state's campaign to curb violence against women, comparing the annual Choose Respect rallies coordinated by the state to civil rights marches of the 1960s. Parnell also suggested that the J-1 visa program, which brings foreign students to the United States for cultural exchange and temporary work, is being targeted by human traffickers.
Before the employer realizes what is happening, these people, these representatives, haul off your foreign student employees. You don't know where they've gone.
A spokesperson for the governor says the situation Parnell brought up is currently under investigation, but could not provide further details. The Pinoir Summit continues through Friday. A Kodiak native has set a milestone for Alaskans running the mile. Kodiak High School native Trevor Dunbar became the first Alaskan to officially run a mile in under 4 minutes. Dunbar finished in 3 minutes 59 seconds at the Portland Rough Rider Twilight meet on Monday in Oregon. On hand to watch the accomplishment was Dunbar's father, Marcus, a longtime competitive Alaska runner and coach. Trevor wore his father's old high school jersey when setting the mark for Alaskans. He'll be a senior this fall at the University of Oregon, where he runs cross country and track. And this summer, NOAA is updating decades-old nautical charts of the waters off Red Dog Mine. Their research boat, the Qualifier 105, has been docked at the Port of Nome since last Saturday, collecting people and supplies before embarking on the 2-month expedition. As of yesterday, the NOAA crew was planning to depart for Kotzebue last night. Andrew Orthman is charting program manager with TerraSon Limited, a hydrographic surveying company based out of Palmer. TerraSound was contracted by NOAA to update the Red Dog nautical charts, which Orthman estimates to be about 50 years old, which is a liability with all the freighter traffic in the area. Orthman says in the 50 years since, advances in technology have allowed surveyors to draw more accurate maps of potential hazards to big ships. In the past, NOAA compiled charts using single-beam soundings, nautical pinpoints that measured the latitude, longitude, and depth of a certain point on the ocean floor. NOAA took soundings at regular intervals. Orthman says the problem was no one knew what lay between the soundings. For the update, the NOAA vessel will use GPS and a multi-beam sonar to generate a complete picture of the Red Dog approaches. The 14-person crew will spend the next 2 months on the 105-foot research vessel in order to cover the 133-square-mile patch of ocean floor. Orthman expects to complete the survey by mid-September. The World Eskimo Indian Olympics begins this morning at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks. The four-day event, held annually, strives to continue Alaska Native games that were participated in when people gathered in small villages or settlements throughout Alaska. The WIO games begin with the toe kick at 11 o'clock this morning, followed by a qualifying round for an event called Drop the Bomb. Later this afternoon, athletes will compete in a qualifying round for the one-hand reach. At 1 o'clock, the young Upi Campbell should be competing in the kneel jump. She holds the world record in the kneel jump at 55 and 1/4 inches. She broke the 20-year-old record this spring at the state NYO games in Anchorage. The WIO games will continue throughout the week. Area competitors from Nome, Unalakleet, and Gamble are currently in Fairbanks, including Stuart Tawarik from Unalakleet, who broke the NYO 1-foot high kick record this spring. A look at the price of gold today, down $13.20 an ounce to $1,279.30. An ounce of silver at $19.58, down 53 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:49 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:40. It's unofficially 46 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.